With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. ExxonMobil signing a deal to explore an area near Trinidad and Tobago for oil and gas. Government officials say the search will take place off Trinidad's east coast in a region that spans 2,700 miles and more than 2,000 feet deep. Officials say the green energy deals right now are not a part of the deal and probably never will be. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States says it's nearly impossible for Israel to negotiate a peaceful settlement with Hamas.
Dr. Michael Oren says many favor a simple approach in which Israel would pull out of Gaza in exchange for the hostages.
Hamas is never going to give us back all the hostages.
That's because, in Oren's words, Hamas is evil but not stupid.
And they know that the minute they give us back the last hostage, that is when the IDF goes in and destroys them finally.
And all negotiations are taking place amid a backdrop of very different values, especially when it comes to the value of human life.
In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
White House says President Trump's meeting this week with Vladimir Putin will be a listening exercise.
Ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday, the White House said President Trump wants to hear the Russian leader's plan for ending the war.
This is a listening exercise for the president. Look, only one party that's involved in this war is going to be present.
On Wednesday, the president will speak with European leaders and also hold a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Residents in some parts of Juneau being urged to evacuate ahead of what could be a record surge of flood water after a huge upstream basin of rainwater and snow melt dammed by Alaska's Mendenhall Glacier started to escape. So far, officials say no one has been hurt. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year: physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christians and other minority religious groups calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. Now, that declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's, quote, evolving political framework. This is SRN News. A new age verification system for those online.
YouTube will use artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to begin Wednesday, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience. If successful, the system could become more widespread. It works when viewers are logged into their accounts regardless of the birth date entered. If flagged as under 18, users face restrictions like privacy warnings and limited video recommendations. John Scott reporting.
35 cars of a Union Pacific train derailing near a small Texas town. No injuries reported. That incident Tuesday near the community of Gordon, 60 miles southwest of Fort Worth. Spokesman says none of the cars apparently were leaking any contents. More details at srnnews.com.